Just on the practicalities, first of all, of the NATO operation. Stalemate is a word that people have used. It does seem to be dragging on. William Hague has said this could last until next year. So, frankly, is it failing?
No, I don't think it's failing at all. I think 3 months after the international campaign, Gaddafi is much weaker today. Civilians have been protected. That first day when the air attack started in Benghazi, that Saturday afternoon, they averted a huge massacre. Thousands could have been killed in Benghazi and also in Jdabia and Misrata and everywhere else. So it is the air campaign is definitely helping to preserve human life in Libya and reduce the casualties considerably. The alternative would have been a huge massacre, almost a genocide in Libya. So I think we don't really, the alternative doing nothing and not intervening is not really an option at all. Otherwise, a genocide would have been witnessed by now in Libya.
George Galloway, that has to be a pretty powerful case for
really.
intervening.
It's quite surreal, actually, listening to Neil at the news wall, that this is a country that we're told is virtually bankrupt, our country. That we have to charge our children £9,000 a year to go to university, that we're laying off hundreds of thousands of people in the public sector because we can't pay their bills. We're told over and over again by the same government that is spending £40,000 a night on hotels for pilots. £40,000 a night for hotels for pilots to bomb someone else's country when our pensioners in the wintertime are going shivering cold.
But
it's surreal.
But the argument, as with the argument yesterday on vaccines, is that still in the world, Britain is a relatively rich country and shouldn't stand idly by.
Well, it doesn't feel relatively rich.
If it can step in and stop people from being killed.
Well, it doesn't feel relatively rich if you're one of the children paying the £9,000 a year in order to be taught at university, or you're one of the people who's suffering the cuts or losing your job. But that's not my only argument. The logic is overwhelming. You have made it clear already in the first 5 minutes of this show. This is a stalemate, an expensively produced stalemate. And we're either going to have to pay vastly more to change that stalemate or huckle down for what the Admiral called a siege. And do the British people really want to lay
siege? What I'm asking you is the basic point of the military commitment at the time. You've heard that, you know, had there not been an intervention, there would have been a massacre in Tripoli. A lot of people would have been killed.
I don't accept it at all, and neither does the government, because there are massacres going on elsewhere in the same very same region at which we don't lift a finger to intervene. We're not going to invade or occupy or bomb Syria. We had no intention of stopping Israel bombarding Gaza. The Yemen, thousands of people have been killed in the Yemen.
Okay, so why the difference for Libya?
The difference is because Libya is only 5 million population, yet up to now nearly 13,000 have been killed, over 50,000 have been injured, hundreds and hundreds of cases of gang rape. Yet in Tunisia, which is twice the population, only 300 killed. In Egypt, which is 15 times the population of Libya, only 400 killed. Syria is 6 times the population of Libya, only 1,300 killed. I am not condoning the killings in other countries. Even one life lost in Syria or Egypt or Tunisia is not acceptable. In Libya, it's a totally different case. This is a mad despot who is out of control, intent on killing half of his population just to hold on to power. The question is, did we want to allow another Rwanda in North Africa, or did we want to interfere as an international and legal and moral obligation to protect a whole population called the Libyan people? That is really the question.
No, but there are mad despots everywhere. And Britain is a
small... Go and bomb them. I wouldn't mind.
No, I know you wouldn't mind, but it's us that's being asked to bomb them. It's us that's paying
for
the bombing.
No, it's the international community.
No,
it's 34 countries.
We're not
It's costing Britain 38 million a week. We are grateful for that, but Britain is not paying for the whole campaign. It's an international campaign.
Please let me speak. Yes. This is my country, and it's my Air Force.
It's my country as well.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm a British...
I thought Libya was your country.
Yeah, I'm a British citizen as well.
Ah, okay. Yes. Well, we've cleared that up.
Yes.
It's my country that's being asked to spend £38 million a week.
And I pay taxes.
Please let
this
me
as well.
Speak.
Yes.
£1 billion by the autumn to bomb what used to be your country. Whilst
Still
other
my country.
Well, make up your mind.
Well, okay, hang on.
Make
up
your mind.
Let's just stay on the substantive issue.
Other despots are killing their people in large numbers. We're not being asked to, neither will we, bomb and spend £38 million a week bombing them. So the question is, why are we doing it for his former country, stroke, now country? And the answer is obvious. It's our oil interests that have fastened our attention on Libya. Okay. Not because Gaddafi was a despot. When I was calling him a despot, yeah. Adam, Tony Blair was kissing him in a tent in the desert.
I was there. But anyway, but let's put that as argumentative, that this is in fact because the West, NATO, is interested in Libyan oil in the long run.
Well, this is a very well-known cliche which George and others try to put across all the time. Yes, Libya happens to be an oil country, but that's not the reason. The reason is because Gaddafi decided to kill as many of Libyans as possible to hold on to power. And if the international community, and Britain is playing part of that, but it's not wholly responsible in charge of the campaign, if they did not intervene, then we would have had a huge massacre.
You said you believe 13,000 people have been killed.
Absolutely.
How many of those have been killed by the rebels and by the NATO operation?
No, the rebels don't, rebels, the freedom fighters don't kill our own people. These are people, the rebels don't have Grad missiles.
It hasn't all been one way, has it? I mean, this is a war that's going on that's being fought.
Yes, the freedom fighters have killed some of the people fighting on Gaddafi's side, but these are soldiers and officers using multi-rocket launchers and tanks and artillery. Yeah. Obviously, this is a war, but killing civilians, the only one who's doing that is Gaddafi and his security brigades.
I just want to ask you both briefly a final question. I know you're going to disagree. George Galloway, where is this going to end in your view?
Stalemate and the partition of the country with the Gaddafi, the dictator's crew, hanging on to the western part and the stooges of international imperial power governing in Benghazi.
This is going to end on Gaddafi and his sons being squeezed out by the Libyan people mainly with the help of the international community.
I wish it was the Libyan people.
Can I finish, please? This is not the House of Commons. Please don't heckle me, George, okay?
Me heckling you.
Squeezed out before the end of the summer, hopefully, and then the Libyan people will craft a constitution and have a democratic government and get on with the business of rebuilding Libya, which is much better, democratic, with proper development and in good relations with the rest of the world. Totally the opposite of the nightmare of the last 42 years in Libya under Gaddafi.
If that happened, it'd be worth having, wouldn't it?
Yes, if the Libyans could have overthrown Gaddafi themselves.
We will.
Nobody would be happier than me.
We will.
Just don't ask me to pay for it.
We will leave it on that note of agreement. Thank you both very much. Thank you.